بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. For some time we'll be reading from this kitab in regards to إصلاح المعاملات, correction of monetary dealings. We find in this zamana, this period of time, is a great challenge. Halal, haram, income, food, what we consume, what we see, everything has become a challenge. So how for a person in this zamana also, it is possible for a person to keep his life pure and clean, his income, his sustenance, his rozi, his business, it is possible. From this ulama explain that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a command to do something, then this command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is still the day of qiyamah. Allah will not give a command which is impossible to fulfill. Allah will never give a command which is impossible to fulfill. When Allah Ta'ala gives a command, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the tawfiq ability. And Allah will always make the means that will make it possible for his slave to fulfill to the day of qiyamah. And this worldly life is a test. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala made this worldly life to test you. So the most important thing before any action is aqidah to be correct. That we have firm belief before the niyat and before a person making the intention of this is a sunnah or a farz, is that aqidah has to be correct. When the aqidah is correct, the belief is correct that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the means to trust in Allah. That with asbab, with means, without means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it possible for me to earn a halal livelihood. I believe this. Once a person believes this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is absolute, Allah is absolute, al-haqqul mubeen. Allah is haqq and completely evident, manifest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the environment around me, everything can be haram. But if Allah wants to give me halal, Allah will give it. And we saw many times in our life that Allah ta'ala did it. But then the trust factor still comes in there. So the first step is to believe that my Allah will give me halal, I don't have to go into haram. Once we believe this, and we see in our own lives also, that my child asked me for something, and he believed that I will give it to him. And the way he asked me also, with that love, with that piyar, ask the mother first and ask the father, he gets his way. The child gets his way, 2-year-old child also. She had 1-2 tears, fake tears. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you can't cry, then fake the cry. Even that Allah will believe you. So Allah will make the environment and the means around me, if I have the firm conviction and say to Allah, Ya Allah, I don't have to go into haram, you will give me halal. I don't have to take out this unnecessary debt. And if it's interest-based, absolutely haram, I don't have to go into it. How Allah will make the means, I believe, Ya Allah, you will make it, that Allah has given my sustenance already. And it will come to me, little sabr and taqwa. So the first thing is aqidah and belief. Then to make the intention, Ya Allah, whatever business that I am doing has to be according to sunnah and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make the intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open avenues. It's only that banda and the slave has to have a bit of taqwa in him and patience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the way. So in this kitab, we will begin the chapter on interest, usury. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares war on those who consume interest. Allah declares war on those who consume interest. This severe warning is not found in the Quran for any other transgression and sin, and thus emphasizing the gravity of the sin. This is openly declared in Quran Sharif. And this word war, already we know with what awe the world takes this word also, war, will declare war on you. Already we can picture what is war. Disaster, destruction, devastation. And a person becomes a refugee in his own country also. Then we fear that already we have sanctioned, or we have given so many arms, the plan is already declared, so many billions, etc. And it's been transported. We already understand the whole process behind it and what will be the outcome. But insan declares war. When Allah Ta'ala declares war, we can imagine our own lives will become refugees. In our own homes also, that we're eating the food, they say to the extent that we're wearing the clothes, and such clothes also we're wearing, To the extent ulama say the pants that we are wearing to the belt or the elastic also is based on interest and usury. All to the credit card. We're wearing clothes to impress those that we don't like. With money that doesn't belong to us. And under the curse of Allah. Allah save us. But we're taking out the family and the children and they're buying, just use the card. Use the card. Till the card is at its maximum right now. It's maxed out. And we're paying the interest every month. That soon will come out. So Allah Ta'ala declared war. We can understand already when He comes to insan, when He says we are going to war. When Allah Ta'ala says, I've declared war, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, that declared to them, بِحَرَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Harb, harb means war. Fourth, this is third para. Allah Ta'ala says, بِحَرَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, declared to them harb and war from the side of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This severe warning is not found in Quran Sharif or any other transgression of war, thus emphasizing the gravity of the sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy usury and increase charity. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. We can hear from the words of Quran. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran is very, what do you say, the vocal, and there's feeling in it. يَمْحَقُ, Allah will destroy الرِّبَى, interest, usury. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy it completely. This is aqidah, what we are talking about, belief in Allah. The eye is saying, I put my money to some secure account, fixed account, and I'm getting so much returns every month. It's increasing. But Allah is saying, the eye is saying that it's increasing, but iman says decrease. It looks that there's more in the account from which I put, but they are giving me interest. Or some partnership based upon interest, usually, not percentage. I'll invest so much with you every month. Give me 10,000. Already that's interest bearing. We cannot put a figure to it. It has to be a percentage. So to go to ulama-i-karam and let them draft out a partnership, agreement, investment, what is correct. So like this, the eye is saying that there's increase. But iman will say decrease. Allah will destroy it. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah will multiply the sadaqah that you are giving. The eye is saying decrease, but iman says increase. Allah will multiply it. Allah will give more. Hazrat Muammar radiallahu anhu has said, we have heard from the saints, rahimahullah, has said that we have heard from the saints and the pious ones, that 40 years do not pass before the one thriving on interest begins to experience losses. Within 40 years it will happen. Doesn't happen yet, person thinks I'm safe. I built my empire on interest, somebody will suffer it. Allah will clean it out completely. So he says, we have heard from the pious ones that 40 years do not pass before the one thriving on interest begins to experience losses. On this point, ulama say also, that person who will live on interest, or whether it was some insurance policy, life policy, and the children took it, they say, we cannot say the barakat of it, but the nuhusat, the evil effect of this, of these policies or usury or interest. Then we find in the family that one child became a drug addict, one person became a gambler, someone went off the track. It wasn't because of some taqdeer of his, it's because of somebody, the head of the family got involved in interest. The evil effects of that will go down. When it came to the pious people, the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Suratul Kahf, wa kana abuhuma saliha. Khazir Ali Salatu Salam highlighted that when he came to the wealth of these two yatim and orphans, it wasn't time for that treasure to be removed from under the wall. Khazir Ali Salatu Salam came and repaired the wall. Musa Ali Salatu Salam asked him, why did you repair the wall of these people who refused to host us and feed us? Then he highlighted thereafter that this wall under it is a treasure that belonged to two yatimain. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا, and their parents were pious people. Alama Alusi rahimahullah in his tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani says that when it came to وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا, that their parents were pious people, he said it wasn't just their parents, it was their great-great-grandparents seven generations up. Because of their salah, their taqwa, their iman, their good a'mal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two anbiya, two messengers of the time, to go and to protect the wealth of these two orphans. That is how Allah Ta'ala will take care. When the parents are pious, he made about sabr. I won't get involved in interest. I won't feed my family haram. Go to ulama ikram. Sometimes we don't understand. We're going into some haram avenue. So I will not go into haram. He'll make sabr. Maybe in his lifetime he won't see the barakat of it. But his children, grandchildren will enjoy it. Where it came from? The grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents. It was their sabr and their taqwa. Little bit of a slip, and the person is not careful, then generations down, 40 years, something will happen. Allah Ta'ala, protect us and give us iman and tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. Subhanakallah.